All right, so you want to build a business, right?
Yeah.
And you want to be successful, but you also don't want to burn yourself out.
Yeah, that's the dream, isn't it? Having it all.
Exactly. It's kind of like the holy grail of entrepreneurship. Like, can we really have ambition and well-being?
Well, that's what we're diving into today.
We've got this excerpt, How to Build a Successful Business Without Sacrificing Your Well-Being. And let me tell you, it really tackles this whole hustle culture thing head on.
Oh, yeah, that whole grind till you drop mentality. It's everywhere.
Seriously. So we're going to unpack all that and see if it's actually possible to find that balance.
Sounds good to me. Let's get into it.
Okay, so the first thing this excerpt hits on is, like, is it even possible?
Yeah.
Can we really be successful in business without, like, sacrificing our health, our relationships, you know, our whole life?
Right, that's the big question.
And what's interesting is that this excerpt doesn't say you have to choose. It's not like success or well-being. It's more like, how can we have both?
Yeah, it's a really interesting perspective because it kind of reframes the whole conversation. Like, instead of assuming it's a trade-off, it's saying, hey, what if we could actually have both? What would that look like?
Right, exactly. And, you know, there's this one part, it really grabbed my attention. It says, rest is the foundation of productivity.
Interesting. Rest is the foundation of productivity. I like that.
Yeah, it's almost like flipping the script. Oh. You know, we're so used to thinking that we have to work, work, work all the time to get ahead. But this excerpt is saying that actually rest is what allows us to be truly productive.
It makes you think, huh? You know, it's kind of like high-performing athletes, right? They have these intense training schedules, but they also prioritize rest and recovery.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's not just about avoiding burnout. It's about optimizing performance.
Okay, that makes total sense. I never thought about it like that. Yeah. But, like, how do we actually put this into practice, especially when we're running a business?
Right, because running a business can be all-consuming.
Exactly. I mean, there are always a million things to do and you feel like you're constantly on. So how do we actually make time for rest and make sure that we're taking care of ourselves?
Yeah, well, the excerpt talks about a bunch of different strategies, but one that really stuck out to me was time blocking for self-care.
Okay, so actually scheduling time for relaxation.
Exactly.
I'll be honest, it feels a little weird to schedule relaxation. Like, shouldn't just happen naturally?
I know, right? It sounds counterintuitive, but it can be really helpful, especially for busy entrepreneurs. By actually putting it in your calendar, you're making it a non-negotiable part of your day, just like a meeting or a deadline.
So it's about prioritizing well-being, like making it an actual priority in your schedule.
Yeah, exactly. It's about shifting your mindset from fitting it in if there's time to making time for it because it's essential.
Okay, so I get the concept, but what does that look like in practice? Like,
right,
what exactly am I time blocking for?
Well, it can be anything that recharges you and fits into your schedule. For some people, it might be a 30-minute workout in the morning. For others, it could be an hour of reading before bed or taking a walk in nature. The key is to be specific about the activity, the duration, and the time slot. And then treat that time with the same respect you would any other important appointment.
Got it. So it's about being intentional and really protecting that time.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense. But let's be real. It's so easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of running a business. You know? The excerpt talks about this pressure to be always on, constantly checking emails or responding to messages. Like, how do we overcome that and stick to our self-care commitments?
Yeah, the always-on mentality is a huge trap. It's like we feel this need to be constantly available and connected. But the excerpt suggests setting clear boundaries. So this could mean, like, designating specific times for checking emails or turning off notifications outside of work hours or letting clients and colleagues know when you're available and when you're not.
Right, because it's not just about carving out the time for self-care. It's about protecting that time.
Yeah.
You know, like making sure that work doesn't creep into those boundaries.
Exactly. It's about taking control of your time and attention.
Which I think is so important.
Yeah.
Because it's so easy to let work take over everything. And the excerpt also mentions something else that I think is really relevant here. It's about managing expectations.
Oh, yeah. Expectations can be a real killer. Both our own expectations and the expectations of others.
Right. Exactly. Like, we put all this pressure on ourselves to be perfect and do everything, and then other people have expectations of us too. And it can be really hard to balance all of that.
Absolutely. And I think the source makes a really important point about setting realistic expectations for what we can actually accomplish in a day and communicating those expectations clearly to others.
Right. So instead of trying to be everything to everyone, we need to be honest with ourselves and with others about what we can realistically do.
Exactly. And it's also about recognizing that we don't have to be available 24/7. It's okay to disconnect and recharge. In fact, it's essential for our well-being and for the long-term success of our businesses.
Okay, so I think we've established that it is possible to build a successful business without burning ourselves out. We don't have to buy into that whole hustle culture thing.
Exactly. And we've even got some practical strategies for how to do it, like time blocking, setting boundaries, managing expectations.
Right. It's about making well-being a priority, not just something we squeeze in when we have time. But what if we took this even a step further?
Okay, how so?
What if instead of trying to fit well-being into our already crazy busy lives, we actually made it the foundation?
That's an interesting thought. I like it.
Like, what if we built our businesses around our well-being? Instead of letting our businesses dictate our lives, we design them to support the kind of life we want to live.
Yeah. It's a total shift in mindset, isn't it? It's like moving from success at all costs to like sustainable success. Building a business that supports our whole lives, not just our bank accounts.
Exactly. And I think that's a really powerful idea to keep in mind as we're building our businesses. It's not just about what we're building, but how we're building it and how it's impacting our lives.
And how it can support us in living the lives we want.
Exactly. And that's something I'm definitely going to be thinking about more as I move forward with my own business. Like, how can I create a business that supports my well-being, not just my financial goals?
It's a great question and something we all need to be asking ourselves.
For sure. And I think that's a great place to leave it for today. So much to think about.
Definitely. It's been a great conversation.
Yeah, I think this excerpt gave us some really valuable insights and strategies for building businesses that don't burn us out.
Yeah.
And that's something we all want, right?
Absolutely. A business that thrives, and so do we.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Thanks for having me. This was a great deep dive.
For sure. Always a pleasure. And for all of you listening, thanks for tuning in. Until next time.